Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Violence erupted over the weekend in the capital of Sudan as rival military factions battle for control of Africa's third largest country. The conflict has killed nearly 100 civilians and injured hundreds more. Large parts of the capital, Khartoum, are without power and water. Residential streets have been turned into battlefields. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu joins us now from Lagos. Welcome, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Emmanuel, we've seen the footage of fighter jets circling the skies and firing rockets into a city where millions of people live. As the third day of fighting drags on, what is the scene in Khartoum and other cities in Sudan like?
It's disbelieving. You know, I've been speaking to people who are in Khartoum mainly, who are afraid, sheltering inside their homes. And, you know, in the background, you can hear the raids, the gunfire at times. And each time they keep pointing out just the absurdity of the way this war is unraveling all around them, you know, turning their apartment buildings, their streets, their hotels, residential and commercial roads, airports, you know, into a war zone. I spoke to one woman who just a few hours ago who said she wasn't able to buy food or water, and she's running out of supplies. Mm. You know, this is something that is unfolding, not just in Khartoum, but other parts of Sudan.
And Khartoum is not hasn't really seen battle like this. I think people might think of Sudan, and they might think of the Darfur region, South Sudan. But Khartoum has it must be very hard for people to suddenly be thrust into this.
Yes, you know, street conflict everywhere whenever it happens is incredibly bleak and grim. But I think for people who live in Khartoum, who are used to seeing their country descend into bouts of instability, sadly. They are disbelieving at the way in which this conflict is playing out, definitely in the streets of their capital, you know, turning the capital essentially into a battlefield. And just the images being posted of soldiers, of tanks, you know, running down residential streets, of soldiers essentially taking over balconies, taking over rooftops, launching attacks from their air raids over the city's skyline. You know, it's incredible to see, and definitely there is that sense of shock in Khartoum about what is happening.
So I'm going to get you to explain a little bit behind this. Tensions have been building for months between two rival factions in the military. So there's the Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. It's the fighting, the head of the paramilitary rapid support forces led by Lieutenant General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. And the two men used to be allies. So what's the conflict about right now?
Yes, exactly. You know, these two forces are used to working alongside each other. Actually, they worked together to topple the former leader, president and military leader, Omar al-Bashir, in 2019, you know, in response to the major uprisings, you know, that kind of stunned the world. We saw, you know, tens of thousands and or more Sudanese people come out and demand the end of Bashir's regime. And both these forces were instrumental in that. And then again, the RSF, which is, it's hard to kind of like put into perspective, but this is a brutal paramilitary force that has over decades been institutionalized into the security framework in Sudan and has become a really key actor. And they helped the army again to topple the civilian-led regime in 2021, in October. I went to Sudan the following year, and people who I spoke to, so I went to Sudan the previous year, and people were hopeful about what the civilian government could achieve. But that was unraveled by, again, the army and the RSF. And now these two parties were meant to integrate as part of a transition to democracy. And what we're seeing is a bloody power struggle for supremacy about the integration, which the RSF has issues with.
And I was reading that they just missed a major deadline last week when they were supposed to present on what this transition to a civilian government away from military rule. So just quickly, what is the outlook for democracy in Sudan, given that this fighting has now really taken over Khartoum?
it's really bleak, sadly. Again, like you said, the deadline was missed this month. The transition was one that had issues. It was not universally popular. It required both of these parties to integrate, and there is clearly, and the fault lines between them are unraveling in Sudan in this spectacular way. I think that whatever kind of remote chance there were for the transition, a fragile transition to democracy to happen, are seen very, very much dimmed by these events.
And we will keep following this. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Thank you.